He can. Trackside live here at the 2014 Coldstone U.S. Grand Nationals. I'm here with Jake Craig and Senior Max. Jake, you seem like you've been among one of the quickest guys all week long. Going to start third tomorrow in the pre-final. According to your eyes, how has the week been?
It's been really good. The track conditions here are really crazy for the Mojo tires. There's a lot of grip going down. But we've been staying on top of it, and it's been going pretty good.
It seems like you've gotten a little bit better every heat race. Has that kind of been your goal? Where'd you qualify?
We qualified fifth, and then we did Super Pole, and then we got sixth, and there was a penalty, so we ended up fifth again. But we've been slowly been improving on the carburetor side of things and the chassis.
Okay. What's kind of the game plan going into tomorrow? You're starting third in the pre-final, so you're on the inside lane. It looks like it's helped Selikin. He started third in all three heat races and got two wins. Is your goal to go for the pre-final win or just kind of see where things unfold?
Really see where things unfold. I mean, an inside position would be really nice, but, you know, it's hard to pick and choose where you start.
Well, in 2011, we were here for the Grand Nationals, and you were in the Junior Max class. You finished runner-up to, I believe, Dalton Sargent. That was your first Rotax Grand Finals. What would it mean to be there for your third time after going last year as a senior driver?
It'd be really big because we struggled last year at the Grand Finals, but I think we can improve a lot. We showed really good pace in Dubai in 2011, but I think we can do good this year if we make it.
All right, well, best of luck to you tomorrow.
Thank you.